I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Only fools rush in.
Welcome in. Coming up. And before the end of the show, former state senator Vince Fumo has challenged Mayor Jim Kenney to a street fight. Only in Philadelphia. This has happened before, Dan. I'll give the details in a little bit. But first, on 9/11, we had Camden County Freeholder Melinda Kane on and Gold Star Mom. Maybe it was around that in the past. And something special is happening today that you'll be able to take a look at, I believe, in Camden County, Cooper River Park, which, for my money, I got to ask someday, is there a better park around than that? It's beautiful. And I've been there a dozen times because of the Mannion run around 9/11, which is second to none. Freeholder Melinda Kane joins us here on the Dom Show again on Talk Radio 1210. Melinda, welcome back, and thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me as your guest today. I so appreciate the opportunity to talk about this wonderful event that the county is hosting.
First, you are a Gold Star mom, Melinda, and I seem to remember vaguely, and I apologize, I don't remember all the details. Tell our listeners what happened.
Well, my son, like other young men, when 9/11 happened, he was 14 years old, and at that moment, he knew that he wanted to join the military. As I said, like other young men at that time, with that determination, he joined the Marines on September 11th today of his freshman year of college, and was in a program to train in the summertime and go to college during the school year. And he was deployed in November of 2009. And 2 short months later, he was killed in Afghanistan by a suicide bomber that he had. He had stopped the suicide bomber from proceeding and detonating and injuring his fellow Marines, and so saved many lives on that day and gave his life in return.
I remember it now. It's coming back, Melinda. And what are you guys doing today? Or I guess you've already had the ceremony at Cooper River Park, right?
We had an opening ceremony this morning. We have it's a traveling exhibit of 33 different towers, with the towers having pictorial memorial to men and women who have died as a result of since 9/11. And as I said, we had our opening ceremony this morning, and the event will be going on until next Wednesday. And it is at Cooper River Park. In Pensauken and Cherry Hill, the park runs through both, and it's at Veterans Island. And the exhibit will be open 24 hours a day. So if you want to come in the middle of the night and view it, it is lit and it is safe. We've made sure that the towers are safely spaced so that people can observe them safely without concerns of being too close to others. We have masks we're providing. We have hand sanitizer. And as you said, it's just a beautiful park, and it's a beautiful layout. And just to walk around and take in the pictures of the brave men and women who have served our nation.
I'm so glad. Where's Veterans Island? I've been there many times. You know, I usually am around the track. There's another building there. Where's Veterans Island?
It's behind La Scala's restaurant. There's a playground. It's across from Bishop Eustace, actually, and it's set back a ways, and it's easy. It's actually pretty easy to see right now because we do have the towers. You can see them from the road, and the flags. And there's two bridges. You can enter on one bridge and exit on another to the island. But I just encourage people to come out this weekend. The weather is supposed to be beautiful, and to honor and remember those that have died for our nation.
Well, we honor you too, though, Melinda, because you have kept it going, and that's the one thing we all dread with this, the sacrifices that were made both on that day and beyond, and we've seen in film the sacrifice. I mean, I could go and watch Flight 93 right now because those people could have kidded themselves and said everything will be all right, but they didn't. They stopped that plane so that it didn't hit the White House or didn't hit Congress. They pushed back on the first shot. But then your son, at the age of 14, being inspired by that, that is a new greatest generation. The young men and women who, by that event, it moved them so much that they serve us.
Right. It shaped who they were. And sadly, my youngest son, who was 8 at the time, we had to shield him from what was going on TV. So Jeremy watched it, took it all in. But to an 8-year-old, it was too much. It's too overwhelming. How do you explain to a young child why they're watching videos of people that chose to jump to their death rather than die within the towers as they were falling? So we also have a generation now of people who have no memory of it whatsoever, other than having watched, you know, footage of it or read about it. So it's really important to keep this moment in our history alive and to honor those that died, whether it be at the Pentagon, at the towers, on the planes, and those that subsequently have died since that day.
Melinda, do you think it inspired you, I don't know if I asked you before, to look to public service, to run for office, to do what you've done? Because you were in another career path, right, at that point?
I was in another career path. I was, I used to be a high school special ed teacher. We taught together many, many years ago, a different life.
Yes.
And for 20-plus years, I was designing and selling jewelry at craft shows throughout the Northeast. And after Jeremy died, like many parents and many families who have lost a loved one in the service, our perspective changes, our lives changed. And in my case, I saw the tremendous support of my community in Cherry Hill and in South Jersey and the Philadelphia region. And it just changed who I was. And I realized that I needed to do something meaningful in my life, and had been given the opportunity to get involved in local government. And 10 years later, or 9 years later, I'm honored to have this opportunity to work with veterans, to work with residents, to honor my son every day by what I do.
It certainly does, and it helps all of us. Thank you, Melinda. I hope the 20th that is spectacular as far as memories. Sadly, you know, it's the 5, the 10, the 15, the 20.
Yes.
But this is a good place to start, at Veterans Island over there in Cooper River Park. And you're right, you can make it a day. It is the most beautiful running area there. I have such memories because of the Mannions doing their event there. Very similar story of what happened, and they've taken that and made it into something positive.
Absolutely, absolutely. And hopefully next year we will have the run in person, and the county, we will be holding an event to honor the 20th anniversary of 9/11.
Absolutely. Melinda, thank you very much for joining us, as always.
Thank you. Thank you again, Dom. Take care.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.